This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the Group of Seven industrial nations have agreed on an infrastructure plan for developing nations to challenge China's global initiatives. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Biden's campaign to unify the world's democratic leaders to compete economically with China reached a turning point at the summit. Biden held talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, who was happy to have a cooperative ally after 4 years of a Trump presidency, which had strained Franco-US relations.
I think it's great to have a US president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
Biden also met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who downplayed differences on China and a pipeline that would transport natural gas from Russia to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. Nevertheless, Biden articulated his support for the EU to handle its economic issues.
The European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity.
Karen Chamas, London.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hinted Saturday that he would delay the date of June 21st for fully lifting restrictions in Britain as a result of the spread of the Delta variant first identified in India. In a series of interviews on the sidelines of the G7 summit, Johnson conceded that he has grown more pessimistic about sanctioning the next easing scheduled for June 21st, as the number of infections across Britain has increased to levels not seen since February. The British government has planned to take the next step in bringing England out of lockdown by removing all legal limits on social contact, including allowing nightclubs to reopen for the first time since the pandemic struck in March of 2020. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.